Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Today we have Richard and Deb of Hope 3 Ministries. They are quite the interesting program. You're going to hear a lot from them about where they started and kind of how they work with another ministry that you may have heard of before. But I'm going to let them talk all about that and just kind of how they are taking steps to really plant seeds in the hearts of many people and really get the word of God out there. So without further ado, Richard, Deb, how are you guys doing today?
Doing
great. Thanks for having us in.
Awesome. Well, I'm good to have you guys in. So first, can I have you, Richard, tell us a little bit about what Hope 3 is?
Well, Hope 3 Ministries is a set of four basic ministries. We do four specific things in the community. We're not a church. We're not trying to become a church. What we're doing is an outreach ministry trying to help people find their way to Christ. And we do that through four specific programs we call ministries. One, we do a Bible outreach where we go to various festivals and events around and give away literature about the event. But more importantly, we give away God's Word in a variety of different forms to people that would like to have a copy of it, which, of course, we give away free. Then we have a monthly event at our farm. My wife and I have a little farmette where we have a lot of petting zoo-type animals. And so once a month, people come to the farm for a family event where we provide a nice meal. Then we have a good fellowship of Christian activities. We do things that way. Gives folks a good chance to get together and be able to break bread and share fellowship. And we do it particularly at the end of the month because we find there's a lot of folks that's a hard time for them financially, and to be able to have a opportunity to have some fun and to be able to not have any cost, it seems work well for them. Then thirdly, we do a weekly Bible study at the farm as well. It's a completely non-denominational organization, so multi-denominational is probably more accurate. And we study God's Word. Our joke is we've been doing a three-year chronological study for about the last 5 years. We just can't seem to move as fast as the paper calls for us to do, but we've been quite happy with that overall, and it's a fun opportunity to get together and, again, just be in fellowship and study God's Word, and we precede that with a nice meal again. And then probably the flagship ministry that we do is what's called the Hope 3 Weekend. It's a three-day opportunity, which is what the ministry's name is based on. Hope 3 is an acronym that stands for He Opens People's Eyes in 3 Days. And the idea of the weekend is just that, to give a three-day weekend that perhaps you know someone that you would worry that perhaps is not going to be in eternity with you, and they won't go to church with you, and they won't really want to study with you or do things with you, but perhaps you can interest them in being willing to spend 3 days with a team of Christians to explain to them why we love Jesus so much. And at the end of the 3 days, we believe that God has the power to work on their hearts and change their hearts and bring them to make the decision to come to Christ as well. So that's the four things we've been doing for the last, I guess, 8 or 9 years now.
All right, so now I want to come to you, Deb. So how did you all come to be involved with this ministry?
Okay, that's a great question. Back in 2009, we each went to a program called the Walk to Emmaus, which ours was held here. It's actually in Culpeper. And Richard went first, and during his walk, he was told by God that when I went on my walk a month later, I was going to receive a call.
Hmm.
So he went a month wondering if we would be going to Africa, if I would be called into the pulpit somewhere, what it would be. And anyway, during my walk to Emmaus, God said to me that he wanted us to do this program, which is now called the Hope 3 Weekend, because Richard and I had been involved. We had, you know, went through the Emmaus walk. We had also been involved in a program called Epiphany, which is a similar program. It's a three-day program, but it's for kids who are behind bars. And then we also had gone through a program called Alpha, which is a short course in Christianity that goes, it's non-residential, you know, you're not together for 3 days, you go, it's about 10, mm-hmm. 10 weeks or so. And God said clearly to me, Emmaus was for people who are already in church to take them to the next level of leadership. God said to me, what about people who are not already in church? Mm. And what about people who are not behind bars? And what about people who need to be taken out of the world for 3 days to focus on me and who I am and what I've done and to experience my love? That's what I want you to do. Mm. And it was overwhelming because such a program didn't exist, so we couldn't go out and just, you know, borrow something. We started from scratch. And there have probably been at least 100 people who have helped make all of this happen. So we had to write all of the curriculum for the weekend, and now we've had five Hope 3 weekends so far. And it's the Hope 3 weekend has up to 8 people who stay on site at our farm. And there's a team that works with them in what we call the journey room. And then there's another team that works on the outside of the journey room. That's the servant team. So they're the support crew. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to behold, to see up to eight people coming in who are at different stages of knowing about Christ, and everybody has in common that they're quite sort of scared. You know, what am I getting myself into? And by the time they leave, having accepted a cross and not wanting to leave because they've experienced the love of Christ so fully.
Yeah. So. Wow. And I find it interesting that you know, it started with the Emmaus Walk. I've been hearing a lot.
Have you?
About that lately. And so it's interesting that, I mean, even something like this can be born out of, you know, how God kind of uses, you know, everybody to plant seeds and kind of get, you know, ministries like this going.
Exactly. And in fact, we've had, and we call our participants seeds. We've had 4 people who have gone through the Hope 3 weekend who went on and went through the Emmaus Walk as well.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of like, you know, start your faith journey, mm-hmm. and then go grow from there. That's really cool.
Right.
Yeah, one of the reasons we call our participants seeds is because, again, it's that botanical kind of nature of what faith is. And we believe we encounter many people this way that are just at the very base level of maybe they're curious about what Christianity is about. And by the time the weekend's over, in many cases, we've planted them in good enough soil that they're ready to grow. And what Emmaus does, on the other hand, is it's really developing people into leaders in the church. And that's not our direction. So the programs really kind of work together very well that way. But we are not affiliated. We're completely separate programs.
And one of the things about the Hope 3 weekend is that the people who come to it come by way of a sponsor, or if they come on their own, we work to find a sponsor for them. And that person makes a commitment. They go through training, they get a manual, and that person makes a commitment to come alongside that person after the weekend is over. Hmm. And that way, people aren't just having this wonderful 3-day experience and then going back into the world and now what? So they have someone that they can meet with, ask questions of, get support, you know, be a cheerleader for them as they develop in their faith.
Yeah.
And one of the keys of the sponsor is to get them planted into some type of faith community, be it a church or whatever. So that again, we aren't a church. We're not trying to become a church. And so we're not really trying to recruit people to come into our particular denominational orientation. What we're trying to do is to get them to make a decision to come to Christ.
Yeah.
So it might be that the seed comes out of the program, and what suits them best is a small little rural church where they can kind of have a close family, or perhaps what suits them is a large mega church where they can have a lot of praise and worship and lots of, youth and group activities, and the sponsor's job is to work with the seed to help get them planted into the kind of community that they need, not get them planted into their home church.
Yeah. So kind of walk me through, you know, just some of the experience, because I know, like with Emmaus, it is very secretive. Like, you go to the weekend, you tell no one about what you did because you want them to experience that firsthand. So, you know, keeping everything that you guys want of the experience a secret, you know, how, what's kind of the experience like first time per, you know, for someone who's going to for their first weekend?
Well, we start on we call it the opening night with a meal where they have the meal with their sponsors and the team and everybody. And the evening programming is, the purpose of it is to help them feel at peace and safe that they're going to be okay for the rest of the weekend. So we have four themes during the weekend, and it just kind of holds their hand through the programming. And so we go from peace into faith. The next day is love, and the next day is hope. And so the first full day, when they're looking at faith, they learn about the Bible, they learn about God, they're given a Bible that has their name on it.
Oh, wow.
They get a lot of stuff during the weekend that reinforces various things that they've experienced. They get a bag, and they can put all their stuff in the bag, and it's sort of an unfolding. So then on the second full day, the theme is love, and that's where they learn about Christ and what Christ did. And they are given an opportunity to literally get rid of all of their sins and their grievances and everything they want to either be forgiven for or forgive others for. They're given an opportunity to do that. And then the last day is hope, and they learn about the agape love of Christ. And anyway, it's a glorious thing to watch people go through it and see how they blossom during that.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I love hearing, you know, like stories and stuff like that of like how God has, you know, directly, you know, touched somebody. So is there anybody, and of course, you know, if you don't want to say any names, that's totally okay, because, you know, if there is any confidentiality stuff, then that's totally fine. But, you know, do you guys have a story where you've seen God really work through someone who's been there? I see you smiling. So.
A person who was a seed on our very first weekend went on and went through the Emmaus Walk, and he is now a board member on the Hope Group. We are a 501c3. We have a nonprofit board, and he is now a board member. And just to see him on fire for the Lord is very heartwarming.
Well, I think it's even in him in particular, we're talking about, again, our very first weekend, and he's on his way to come to the weekend and has to go to the emergency room. And there was a real question whether or not he was even going to be able to make it to the weekend, because he and another seed, the other seed, took him to the emergency room. So we got two people that we were expecting to be on the weekend that all of a sudden, you know, we're not sure. And yet God cleared that out of his way. The devil put up plenty of barriers, but God cleared it out of his way and brought him to us. And as a result of his experience of the weekend, again, then you hear the story unfolded that Deb's talking about there. I mean, there's any number of stories that we could tell. I'm sure that's when the smiling is. I mean, the same very first weekend, we hang banners out at the roadway to help direct people who are coming there. So I hang the banners out to give directions that this is where the place is at. And as I'm walking back up the driveway, a car comes up the driveway behind me. And I'm figuring, well, it's one of the team or coming up there that's coming. And it's turned out, no, it's somebody that just saw that banner, just wanted to come up and come find out, you know, what it is that this is about, you know, because they couldn't have seen it until just minutes before. We explain it to them. They get really excited about it. That turns out to be the mother of a family of five. That woman and her husband are now board members on our board. The five children are actively in the youth elements and such of our program, and they're hip deep in it. And we've had so many of these we call driveway moments that you know that somebody sees the banners or hears about the ministry and comes up and talks to us, and that something changes that brings them into the ministry one way or another. People that when we first encounter them won't even make eye contact with us that now, you know, are leading programs and such. It's just wonderful to see what God's done through the ministry, because it's God doing these things, not us. So
yeah, we had one young man who started coming to Family Fun, and like Richard said, he wouldn't even look at us. And you could ask him a question. He was probably around 16 at the time. You would ask him a question, and he would just kind of mumble something in response. And now he seeks us out to give us hugs, and it's just, yeah. So, there's so many stories and so many affirmations that we've received that we are in God's will. I mean, early before we even had the Hope 3 weekend finished, we had a couple drive up the driveway and leave a note in the windshield of our truck asking us to call them. And we had them over for dinner, and they said they had driven by and they saw an aura around our mailbox and wanted to know what was going on up there. And I mean, there have been others who have driven up the drive and said, "What is this?" And we tease people now that they may want to think twice about doing that, because they may end up as a board member. We have two board members that took that first step of saying, "What is this?" But people, it's a different way of thinking about reaching out and reaching to others. And so it takes people who can catch the vision of an alternative way of reaching people.
Yeah.
And it's done through relationships. You know, people ask us, well, how do you get the seeds? And it's done through relationships. As Richard said early on, all of us can probably think of a relative or a friend or somebody who does not believe in Christ, who you know will not set foot in a church with you, but they love you and they see the joy that you have and they're curious enough and love you enough to say, okay, I'll give it 3 days, you know. What's 3 days? I'll go see what it's about. So it's a way, one of our board members says it's a way of helping disciples make disciples. It's a vehicle for folks who love the Lord to be able to bring somebody to at least learn about Christ.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So this one is a little bit, you know, away from the ministry itself, but one thing that I love to ask whenever couples come in to talk about ministries that they're involved with is, you know, building a ministry from the ground up. I mean, like you guys said, there was no other ministry that kind of had that target that you guys had. So, you know, between God calling you guys and you all having to really build this up, you know, what was it kind of like for you guys as a couple?
Well, my wife's really going to take the lead on this. I mean, she was given the vision, and part of the story that she tells is that waking up in the middle of the night and saying, you know, she says, "Well, God, you know, how am I going to do all these things or whatever like that?" She says, "Well, how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that?" And part of her vision is that he said, "Well, that's why you have a partner." And so in our ministry, I'm often referred to as Mr. Logistics. So she does a lot of the planning, and I'm the person that actually has to build what that vision comes up to be. So it's been a good balance for us that way. We have various committee structures and such in the organization, and my wife tends to consistently be in charge of the curriculum committee, the design for how the program's going to actually operate. And I wind up consistently being responsible for logistics. And so, you know, I build the benches and build the beds and things of that nature. And she comes up with the ideas of how that's all supposed to be arranged.
Okay.
But when I first got the call, you know, I was on fire and I was ready to go create this thing. And then I realized, okay, we needed a structure, an underpinning for all of this to happen. So literally the first 2 years were dealing with the State Corporation Commission and the IRS, getting the 501c3, doing all of that kind of bureaucratic stuff, working with a pro bono attorney who helped us write our articles of incorporation and the bylaws and all of that. And so the first 2 years were more bureaucratic, and then we could turn our attention to what we had been called to do.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on our time, but how can our listeners get involved, whether it's through, I mean, you guys always say people joining the board. I don't know if you want to throw that one out there.
There's a limited number of spots there, but if you're really interested, write me now.
But whether through like volunteering, donating, you know, or even going on a weekend for anyone who may be listening right now.
Well, first and foremost, I would ask that if people, if this idea of this ministry resonates with them, this is, again, it's Hope 3 Ministries, just to pray for us like that. It says, because we believe that we're very strongly in God's will. And as long as God has a desire for this to happen, then it really doesn't matter what the rest of us do. He's going to make it work. And if people can, we covet their prayers and very much would be pleased just to know that. But even if we don't know that, just to have the prayers. We can always use volunteers in a variety of ways, whether it's people that want to be part of one of the teams on a weekend, people that want to help with projects that we do at the farm to get ready for the weekends. We're glad to have that. We'd really covet people that are interested in being sponsors. Sometimes we have people that come to the farm that want to be part of the weekend, but they don't have someone that's bringing them to it. They've just heard about the ministry and want to come in. And again, we have to bring them alongside somebody who's going to be willing to make the commitment to help them to continue to grow and develop in their faith. We'll train them, but we still need them. And, you know, we're always glad to have people that would just, I would encourage, just come experience the process. Come see what we're doing. Come to the farm. You can follow us through Facebook or webpage and Hope 3 Ministries. Come out to the farm and see a family fun. Come out to the farm to see one of the Bible studies and see lives being changed because Christ is reaching in. And we'd love to have folks be able to participate.
Awesome. Well, I have one final question for you guys. It's my pop-up question. No one knows about it before going into this interview. You know, what your passion, you know, for this ministry and being able to lead people to Christ and these amazing weekends, you know, why does all of this mean so much to you? And you can either, we can start with either one of you, but it'll be a joint answer.
Christ is, we're always called to tell, 1 Peter tells us, we're always called to tell people the reasons why we believe. I mean, when you see lives being changed, it goes well beyond just feeling like you're fulfilling a purpose or doing some meaning like that way. It's confirming that Christ uses our lives in order to achieve his purpose, and what a joy, what an honor, and what excitement it is to see those lives being changed through, be it the weekend or the family fun or the Bible study, and be able to put that Bible in somebody's hand. It's just so overwhelming. I can't imagine not wanting to do this ministry. So.
And everything that he said, but also I can't imagine life without this singular purpose. I mean, I know of relatives and friends who they live their lives, they go to work, they go to church, they live their lives. But this has given us such a focus together to be able to serve God in this way. Is just sometimes I get so overwhelmed that he has entrusted us to do this, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Awesome. Well, Richard, Deb, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
It's been an honor.
Well, as they said, you can go to hope3ministries.org, find out all about how you can get involved. If you would like to take part in these weekends, you can sign up for your weekend application there. You can donate there. You can find ways to help them out as well. And I love this too. They've even got a countdown to their next event. I think that is so cool. So yeah, go online, check them out, hope3ministries.org. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. If you are trying to get a ministry together or a nonprofit, or you know of somebody who is really making great strides in changing their community and you'd love to hear them featured on the show, that's another good way to let me know. Just send me an email. Let me know of who they are. And they may be on the show. So it's always a great way to really get the word out about different ministries or nonprofits in the area. So go online. You can go to yourper.com. Select the drop-down menu in the top corner. It's Resources. And then select Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. You can re-listen to this show. You can share it with a friend. You can catch up on parts you missed. I'll also include the link for Hope 3 Ministries there as well, so that way you know you're driving, may not be able to, you know, really remember everything that was in there. So it'll all be right there for you, and as well as you can even look back at past shows to see what other nonprofits we've talked with, and find out more there and see if there's anything that you can get involved with. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.